in the aviation industry in Australia. An updated list of related adverse incidents in the aviation industry in Australia at the moment. On the 5th of December, a Jetstar 787 check captain has lost his medical after the booster, and they're having to defibrillate his heart back to rhythm. Another Jetstar pilot who was sharing that information said that his own wife, after the second jab, is going through the same problem. She has to be defibrillated back into rhythm. On the 2nd of December, a Qantas flight attendant, Adelaide-based, apparently died 3 days after the second jab. And as I go through these stats, they're not stats, they're people. And some of them are people that I know. And I'm deeply saddened by this. I don't like mentioning these issues at all. I'm feeling for their families. But in the interest of aviation safety and also in the interest of public safety, I feel that we need to be talking about this stuff because it seems mainstream media and the corporations and the states don't seem to have an interest in doing that. On the 30th of November, an apprentice engineer had a severe adverse reaction to his first jab, which put him into hospital. And to combat that, they had a team of doctors apparently standing over him for the second jab. On the 13th of November, a Perth Airport fireman has a blood clot from his hand after the second Pfizer jab. On the 13th of November, another Qantas technical person has a cardiac event after his first Pfizer jab. Cardiologist advises against the second jab, but Qantas refuses to give a medical exemption. This man is really struggling to even climb a set of stairs weeks after the event. He's a very fit person normally. He's a vegetarian, non-smoker, non-drinker young man with a wife and two children. Cardiologists advise him that the second jab may do an awful lot of damage, if not even worse. Reports on the 5th of November that a Perth captain with a fist-sized coal sore on his face was ending up in hospital for 3 days, narrowly avoiding sepsis. A fist-sized coal sore on his face, narrowly avoiding sepsis. On the 4th of November, Qantas flight attendants in the UK were assisting a stricken EPs instructor at the UK base after she collapsed during a training course. On the 1st of November, a Melbourne 737 pilot with chronic agonising joint inflammation following the second jab. On the 15th of October, a Virgin pilot on long-term sick leave with myocarditis following the jab. On the 30th of October, a Virgin flight attendant has a heart attack on a flight descending into Proserpine. 53 years I've been flying. I've never had a crew member have a heart attack in 53 years. Never. And there's been several since this mandate. On the 21st of October, an employee based at Fortescue Metals Christmas Creek mine collapsed with a heart attack on the plane heading back to Perth. He was recently jabbed for the second time. On the 18th of October, a Brisbane 737 first officer is off for 5 months with pulmonary embolisms after the second Pfizer. Not too sure what his situation is now, but I feel for him. I do know the guy. On the 7th of October, a Virgin-based Brisbane pilot with heart palpitations after his first shot is now on long-term sick leave. There is a Network Aviation F100 captain with a brain aneurysm early October 2021. Last we heard was in a coma, off life support, and a terminal prognosis. And our heart goes out. Our heart really goes out. On the 4th of October, a Virgin pilot on long-term sick leave with myocarditis following the vaccination. On the 1st of October, a Qantas domestic flight attendant collapses at her station in flight and has to be defibrillated after suffering a cardiac event and double Pfizer jabbed. Another heart issue. Never had it in 53 years. On the 15th of September, a Virgin captain flying in Perth in adverse weather conditions, continually unwell, using 5-day sick day rule to circumvent getting a designated medical examiner clearance. On the 5th of September, a 737 co-pilot blood clotting incident in the lower leg during a flight from Perth to Hobart. On September 2021, an A330 diverted to Darwin with captain having heart palpitations. In August 2021, the Melbourne captain reports high blood pressure following AZ second shot. In July 2021, a Jetstar captain, 51-year-old, a fit triathlete, dies after a heart attack following the second Pfizer shot. So with all that happening, and I heard the other day that a lady reported to me that the daughter of her next door neighbour, 14-year-old, died in her sleep after a second Pfizer shot, a very fit young 14-year-old girl. Now, if these things are happening to adults and there are questions being asked, why then should we be giving this procedure to our children? And that's a very good question that everybody needs to ask.